USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A Boeing 737-500 plane crashed into the Java Sea in Indonesia with 62 people on board. There are no sign of survivors. The aircraft crashed shortly after taking off from Jakarta on Saturday afternoon. Fishermen in the area reported hearing an explosion. A Navy ship detected a signal that allowed divers to locate parts of the wreckage, and rescuers have been searching for any sign of life. This comes 2 years and 3 months after the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jet crash off the coast that killed all 189 people on board. A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others in what appear to be random shootings throughout the city and in nearby Evanston. Also, a woman in Lawndale, Illinois, was shot dead by police after they believed she was armed. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Day two of NFL wild card action is underway, and on Saturday, all sorts of streaks were snapped. USA Radio's Dan DeRocky looks back at the action.
The Buffalo Bills won their first playoff game since 1995, knocking off the Indianapolis Colts 27-24. Quarterback Josh Allen led the way, throwing for two touchdowns and running for another. The Los Angeles Rams upset the Seattle Seahawks 30-20. Running back Cam Akers ran for 31 yards and a score, and corner Darius Williams intercepted a Russell Wilson pass and took it 42 yards for a touchdown in the winning effort. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won their first playoff game since 2003, holding off Washington 31-23. Tom Brady threw for 381 yards and two scores. Sunday's games will see the Baltimore Ravens take on the Tennessee Titans, the New Orleans Saints host the Chicago Bears, and the Cleveland Browns and Pittsburgh Steelers rematch from their season finale a week ago. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan DeRocky.
On the college gridiron, number one Alabama meets number three Ohio State in the championship game Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern from Miami, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Amazon has kicked the alternative social media network Parler from its web hosting service. Google and Apple have also pulled the app from its stores. CEO John Mates reacting to the timing of the moves on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures.
Well, it's devastating is what it is, and it's an assault on everybody. They all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off tonight, off the Internet. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company. And it's not just these three companies. Every vendor, from text message services to email providers to our lawyers, all ditched us too on the same day. And they're trying to falsely claim that we were somehow responsible for the events that occurred on the 6th.
Mate says they will rebuild Parler from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. The country of Pakistan is in a blackout due to a major national power grid failure. A fault caused power plants across the country to shut down. Pakistan's power minister is asking people to remain calm. This is the most widespread blackout in Pakistan since 2015. There have been long lines at gas stations as people rush to buy fuel for their generators. The wait's taking hours in some places. Power has since been restored to major parts of the capital city of Islamabad. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.